Now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets now.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Basement Water Stoppers.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And it's another full show for you as we react to more baseball on our television screens and some odd basketball comments and some goings-on in the NFL as they're trying to now just decide, okay, well, let's find an agreement that's going to allow us to come together to do everything we said we were going to do. All that and more is coming your way today. We're going to talk to Russ Dorsey, the beat reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, who covers the Cubs at 10 o'clock. Eric Edholm of Yahoo is going to join us to talk NFL at 10:20, Midday Midway at 10:40. And this should be fun. Sekou Smith of the Hangtime podcast, NBA.com and NBA TV, is going to talk all things NBA and Bulls with us at 11 o'clock. And we've got some surprises in the offing as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us? Please do. It's Bernstein at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You can also send a text if you like. Send it to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The way you text is by texting the same number you call. 312-644-6767. You can follow on Twitter. We've got all sorts of things going on at Bernstein670 and my personal Twitter feed as well at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you've downloaded the radio.com app. That helps you stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer and Ray Diaz is the executioner. He's the man on the board doing all the things that he does. So think of it this way. First of all, these two games didn't count. We have to remember that because it's, I usually don't have to remind you because spring training games are played in spring training and they're out of sight, out of mind, and they're completely different, but everything is completely different and kind of off the rails right now. These games don't count. So don't get too crazy. It doesn't matter. It's all, everything resets to zero soon enough. But when you start thinking about what, just to get an idea of, not necessarily the, I don't want to say the math of it, because as we're talking about this season, we can throw a lot of the math out the window. Throw the math down the well, because nothing's predictive, nothing is essentially meaningful in quite the same way. However, just think about what it would look like if you're a Cubs fan and you would now be facing 0-2, having had the one of the precious turns over 60 games through your top two starters. You know, those are the ones where you say you've got a finite number of times with your big guns on the mound, and it puts extra pressure on those games. It puts extra pressure on the idea of the top of a rotation. If we think about it in those old fashioned terms, that you would now be 0-2, which is the rough equivalent. What are we saying? What's our adjustment factor here? Roughly 2.5. 60 plus 60 is 120 plus 30 is 150. I mean, just as sort of a blunt way to look at this, 2.5. So 2.5 times 0-2 would be 0-5. Right? So that would be the equivalent of starting the season at 0-5 at this point. And that's a no good. that think about how all these feelings we have to multiply by the significance of what's going to look like a college or more like a high school baseball season. However, it didn't count. So it's okay. And right now we can be using this time to observe the broadcasts, to sort of get a look at everything. I thought that it looks like Marquee Network is starting to iron some things out. They technically was already better just the second time around. See, the reactions. I mean, the 7-7-3, these games don't count. But the Cubs look awful. Can't hit. Bad bullpen. Wild Darvish. Same issues as last season. Okay. We don't know. Again, baseball is not something you can play harder. You can see it when a hockey team is going through the motions. You can see it when a football team doesn't want to tackle anybody. And you can certainly see it when a basketball team has decided they're going to quit on their coach. Neutral example, of course. But it's hard to tell in baseball. You're still swinging the bat. You're still, if the ball's hit to you, you still go get it. Danny Mendick, anytime, man. Ooh, boy. Yee. If that's your backup shortstop, please stay healthy, Tim Anderson. Good Lord, brother. I mean, pick up a ball. Something. I mean, he's missing it by like a foot and a half. Hit him in the elbow. I mean, come on. So I'm not going to get too crazy about it. But again, it's all we have. It's all that's in front of us. And I guess if I'm ever going to understand crazy, and I rarely do, but there's a time to understand it. You know, here, Dallas Keuchel looked really good. Although I think I want him to change his Twitter handle. Have you seen it? I don't want to say it. He has a Twitter handle that I'm not comfortable saying on the radio. And he's got 130,000 followers or whatever he has. I don't know if anybody's ever suggested to him that maybe you want to retire that, they go with a little something different. At least those of us who grew up knowing that the second word in his Twitter handle had a completely different meaning, because it's kind of not okay on that. But Dallas Keuchel, he pitched well. And he was asked about how it felt to finally play an exhibition game that wasn't against his own teammates.
It was nice. It's nice to really kind of get that extra adrenaline rush, kind of a pump in. I was telling McCann before the game, after we'd finished warming up, it was such a brutal bullpen session just because I wasn't used to all the adrenaline, all the blood pumping as much as I had the last 10 minutes of warming up. So I just cut it short and I said, let's go take a little rest and then, you know, let this calm down and we'll be ready to go. And sure enough, we did all right. But it was just nice to kind of get that feeling, get that nervous little bubbly feeling in the stomach and your heart rate up.
The nervous little bubbly feeling in the stomach and the heart rate up. Okay, that's I kind of like that, and it makes it feel a little bit more real. That's some insight there into how these guys manage their own emotions, especially pitchers. And man, we don't have to. How many times have we heard bad bullpen guy throws a no hitter, terrible bullpen guy gets knocked out in the second inning? You know, guy feels great in the bullpen, everything's coming out of his hand just right, and then he gets to the game mound and things are different. It's part of what pitching on the road is like. Kyle Hendricks talked about it. Remember when they talked about the Cubs' road problems? And Hendricks said it's one thing that the pitchers were going to try to do more is actually go to the game mound at a building where they're not familiar, because sometimes there are significant differences in sight line and the whole feng shui of their workplace that they're not used to going from the bullpen. So it doesn't usually translate, but that's some insight into how they feel about ramping this whole thing up, about having a real game, what the preparation means to them at this point. And let's hear from David Ross too, because if you take your cue from him, because this is a second straight loss and they would have started the season 0-2. So the texter says the adjustment factor is actually 2.7. So it would be whatever it is, 0-5. But he's not worried.
I don't put a lot of stock in the overall outcome. Dallas was pitching well tonight. And staying off the barrel as he does. They played some great defense early on. Moncada made some really nice plays on some hard hit balls down the third baseline. So, you know, you saw the ball start to bounce our way a little bit later on. If that happens early on, maybe it's a different game. You know, other than that 1-5 spot, we did pretty good.
Yeah, you know, 1-5 spot. And by the way, the home run, the grand slam by Eloy Jimenez, that was all arms. If you watch how his whole front side is, it's not like he got his core into that. I think the exit velocity was under 100 miles an hour. I believe what I read, that the exit velocity was only 95, and it still went 420 feet. So he swept it out of the park, essentially. That is really amazing. When you think about, when you talk about that, just the natural power of some of these guys, that what he's able to do, his front foot is down, his weight transfer was already spent. He didn't spin on it at all. It was, it was down. He reacted a little late, and still just with his shoulders, arms, and hands, flicked it 420 feet. That's when you talk about, you know, easy power to all fields and being able to adjust the bat within the zone like that, get a slightly microscopically late read on the pitch. He didn't just jump one that was right over the dong. He had to recognize what it was and then rip it out of the ballpark. And he is going to be fun. And hearing Tim Anderson mic'd up, that is what you call fun. That is just outstanding stuff. The 630 says, I know what you mean about the White Sox pitcher Dallas. I don't like saying his last name out loud. One time I said it out loud in public, and a group of people only heard a certain part of it. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe where he grew up, it wasn't just wasn't a big deal. But you know, some people decide to pronounce their name differently when over time maybe they realize it's, you know, it's not exactly what they think it is. I'm not kidding. There was a teacher. I don't know why I'm thinking of this now. There's a teacher at Deerfield High School when I was there named Mr. Putz. Just that. Just that, full stop. I'm just putting his name, the man's name was Mr. Putz. P-U-T-Z, too. It's not like it was P-U-T-T-S. It was spelled right. And I know that there's also a writer, Peter Schmuck. So if we could have, if those guys should do a podcast. I don't know if Fred Putz is still alive, but if you had Peter Schmuck and Fred Putz, then you got the whole thing covered.
It's a lovely name.
My wife had a teacher named Harry Bone.
Well, it's a lovely name.
Yeah. Yes, we played the whole thing about the former Fort Wayne mayor, Harry Balls, right? When they opened, they named a building after him, and they actually opened up the local news in Fort Wayne, covered the opening of the Harry Balls Center.
The Harry Balls Center for kids who can't read good.
Right, you're back.
Harry Gaspar. Yeah.
Well, but I sense, Dan, you keep trying to get me to say Dallas Keuchel's Twitter handle on the air, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not. You already said Mendick on the radio, and we didn't dump that.
Yes,
you're
I
definitely
did.
Not going to get me to say Dallas Keuchel's Twitter handle. No chance. I don't need to be canceled.
But don't you? Wouldn't someone say something to him?
You would think.
Who's his agent?
Get to him about that.
Who's his agent? Who's his dentist?
Choice. Like, let's see. I could just go with my name.
Right.
But I'm sure there's a lot of people in the world with Dallas Keuchel's exact name, so it was probably taken on Twitter. No, I'm going to go with the other one.
Right.
No. Someone stop. Someone tell him to stop. Oh, my God. You think, like, White Sox PR can be like, hey, you know they notice everything. They've got to be aware of it. Like, hey, well, you might want to change that.
Yeah, because when you're owned by Jerry Reinsdorf and generally managed by Rick Hahn and, you know, run by Howard Pizer, and there might be a little bit of sensitivity to that. Don't you think?
I'm not saying it. Ray, bring me down. I'm going to accidentally read it and bad things are going to happen.
Yeah, turn that man's mic off. Well, actually, speaking of Jay Zawoski, we're going to turn his microphone back on in just a bit, because sometimes you have a conversation off the air and you think, you know what, let's save this, because Jay is a generally, I would say, a generally nervous Cubs fan. And this is a year where all these things get exacerbated because nobody knows what the hell is going on. Nobody knows how it's happening or what it's happening or how we're supposed to handle it. Great piece, by the way, by Joe Sheehan, too. I wanted to mention about how we're watching this, and he's advising ways to turn our brain off and say that this is the reward that we get for having lived through 2020, is not having to think too hard during the baseball season. I have a very difficult time doing that, and I understand exactly what he's saying, because we cannot analyze anything we see. Somebody might hit 500. You know, all these things are going to get weird, and there's no way to make it rational this year. So he's saying embrace it, lean into it, just enjoy it for whatever it may be in front of you. Don't try to understand it, compartmentalize it, add historical context to it. There's no way to do it. So we just can't. For me, that takes away a huge chunk of how I actually enjoy baseball, how I process baseball, and how I relate to it. And it's going to be really weird to be unmoored from that. But Jay has a case of Darvish panic, and I think we need to talk it out. That's next on The Score.
Today at noon, new Cubs manager David Ross joins the Lawrence Holmes Show live, with Joe Ostrowski filling in for Lawrence.
Everything is how I want it now, and so there's a lot of power in that. There's a lot of being vocal, speaking up, and letting these guys know where the manager stands.
Do not miss the new Cubs manager himself, David Ross, on the Lawrence Holmes Show today at noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to CC Sabathia. At the time of his retirement last October, the Bay Area southpaw led all active major leaguers in career wins with 251, career innings pitched with 3,577, and career strikeouts with 3,093. According to FoxBusiness.com, Sabathia also retired as the highest-earning pitcher of all time, having raked in north of $260 million. Sabathia was generously referred to as a hefty lefty, whose weight had famously topped 300 pounds on his 6'6" frame. But now, with time on his hands and a stent in one of his arteries, Sabathia has gotten serious about his diet and gym regimen. He's slender and ripped, folks. His latest project is designing clothing to honor legendary black baseball stars. So happy 40th birthday, CC. Have a great day. I'm Boomer Esiason.
I've always...
Did you know GEICO's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely!
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course!
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets now.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Only Wendy's 2 for 5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for 5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
Be the best bartender on the block with the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails, ciders, brews, and more at the push of a button. Here's how it works. Simply insert the pod, press start, and a perfectly poured drink is ready in under a minute. All you need is a glass and garnish with no stress or cleanup. So sip up summer with your new DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. Visit DrinkWorks.com to order your home bar and see all the available cocktails. That's DrinkWorks.com. Cheers. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Use under license. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me. to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
More Dan Bernstein on the way in 60 seconds on The Score.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Do you ever get annoyed by petty things? Does your head fill up with complaints throughout the day? Well, I have the solution for you. It's a podcast called Unhappy Hour with Matt Bellassai. That's me. Every Tuesday, we vent about all the things we love to hate with special guest complainers like Allison Williams, Liza Koshy, W. Kamau Bell, and so many more. Ready to listen? Go to the free radio.com app and search Unhappy Hour.
Side effects listening to Unhappy Hour include side-splitting laughter and extreme eye rolling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, let's see if Darvish now can get himself turned around. Eloy Jimenez, the batter. The young right-handed batter waits and hits a high fly ball into deep center field. That's trouble all the way back, and it's a grand slam. Eloy Jimenez with a grand slam to dead center, and the White Sox have taken a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning.
Pat Hughes on The Score last night. Indeed, Yu Darvish got himself turned around. That was an interesting choice of words from Pat Hughes. Let's see if he can get himself turned around. An old sideshow Yu turned around and watched it fly away. Bye-bye, baseball. Eloy Jimenez is a strong, strapping young man. He's no Luis Robert in that regard, but man, he was all the way on his front foot. He wasn't totally fooled, but he was a little fooled. He was like, oh, now I recognize it. I'm just going to use my arms, wrists, and hands to flick the ball 420 feet. And even though Yu Darvish did settle down after getting turned around, he wasn't good. That is, the games don't count, but That's your through your top two starters with little or nothing to show for it. And Jay Zawoski was expressing all sorts of angst and agita during our little Zoom meeting today. It's okay, Jay.
Is it? Yeah. Look, Dan, you've known me for a long time, and you know that I'm not. I'm a bit of a meatball, but I understand that exhibition. And that guys are working on things and that, you know, they're trying pitches out, they're trying locations, whatever. I don't think Yu Darvish was trying to get whiplash. I don't think he was trying to not get out of the first inning. And yes, once the first inning was over, things got a little bit better. He settled down. That's all fine and well. But you talked about it earlier in the show, this ramped up intensity leading to the season and the importance of every game this season. One team last night looked ready to go. One team did not. And it wasn't just Darvish. It was all the Cubs. The at-bats were bad. They're impatient at-bats. Weak contact. I don't think they've squared up a ball hard, aside from Kipnis in the first game, the entire two-game series. And again, I know it doesn't count. I know it doesn't mean anything. I know that there is a bigger spotlight shined on these things because it's against the White Sox, but I don't like what I'm seeing. They don't look ready to go. And you said it. You're now 0-2 with Kyle Hendricks and Yu Darvish if this is the real season.
But it's not.
It's not. I know that.
It's not, it's really. Huge. It is possible. It's possible. And we got to talk to guys, and it's possible Darvish was working on some sequencing that he's, I want to throw this pitch and then this pitch. I want to see how the shape of this pitch looks. I want to see how some guys react if I show them this and then change their eye level here. When a game doesn't count.
They reacted by hitting it into the bushes.
Right, but maybe he needed to see that. And maybe he's like, okay, I'm not going to throw it quite that way again. Maybe he's going to learn from it because it didn't count. It didn't,
I don't know,
matter.
Look, I like Yu Darvish. I think he's an incredibly interesting guy, a thoughtful guy, and that's, I love that athletes are becoming more that way now than just the automatons they've been in the past. But I've seen this story before with Yu Darvish, where there's something here, there's something there, there's, oh, I'm working on this, working on that. No, just get people out. And if on Saturday he takes the mound against the Brewers and everything looks fine, I'm not worried, but just the overall feel from the Cubs through these two games has been, they don't look ready to go. They don't look ready to compete. And you can say, like, oh, you know, they're a veteran team and they've been through the wars and all those things. That's all fine and good, but you've got to start the engines here, like, in a couple days. You're going to have to start playing for real, and I don't see much of an indication that they're ready to go. It's just, it's team-wide. Everybody looks lethargic. You've got Ian Happ kicking the ball out there in the outfield. It's, I don't know. It's just, I'm getting a bad feeling, and it took me two exhibition games to get frustrated with the Cubs again. It's a new record.
Part of this, part of this, I believe, is that the some of the wound of last year hasn't fully healed yet. I just think that some of the disappointment, some of this ongoing disappointment, the building disappointment that every year they've done the same thing, that they're good and they're close, and then, you know, the Craig, I still think that we're still dealing with some PTSD from the Craig Kimbrel back-to-back home runs that essentially ended the season and his miserable performance, because it you know, they're close, they stay in it, they get a big win, and then the air goes out of the balloon, and then an angry Theo Epstein spends an hour and 20 minutes talking about urgency and how they just have to be better and there's going to be a reckoning and they're going to ship everybody out of here and it can't be like this. I just think that we have been through that a couple of times. It's very easy then to default to these same feelings after two games that didn't count.
October starts in March.
It starts in
Dan,
August.
What you're saying is perfectly logical. But my brain right now, when it, as it regards to the Cubs, is not feeling very logical right now, because what I saw, especially yesterday, was very troubling. Again, the Cubs aren't working on hitting the ball weakly or swinging at pitches out of the zone or swinging at strikes over their head. Or it's just, I get it. I get that there's a plan to exhibition games, especially with pitchers. But my God, does this look like a team that's ready to take the field in 3 days? For games that count more than ever?
And this was part of the reason behind hiring David Ross, too. That he was supposed to be what Madden wasn't in that regard, where Madden would be like, it's a game, it's an outcome, ease into the season. Now, it isn't just the fact that you got a guy to be a little bit more of a red ass, a little bit more communicative, like, let's go, come on, guys, and maybe he's doing that today. Maybe he's stomping around and everybody's getting their ass chewed because he thinks they look flat! I can't tell you how he's going to handle it, but he didn't sound like, we played the cut. Doesn't sound like a guy that's too worried right now for games that were exhibitions that didn't matter in the standings. However, here's the thing, Jay, that my confidence in being able to reassure you about anything is undermined by the 60 game season, that usually what I have is the 162, and what I have is the ability to say these guys are who they are. They will always end up being who they are on some level, on some range of likelihood of outcome that we have. There's just too much data. But now I can't tell you that in good conscience. I wanted to, and I thought I could, but so much of my ability to reassure you is underpinned by a long season that tells truths.
Well, and that's part of, I think that's part of why I'm so nervous about it, why I'm so stressed about it so early, because I do know Yeah, over the course of 162, chances are the good teams are good and the bad teams are bad and it all works itself out. But if you get off to an 0-2-0-3 start this season, that could be fatal. I know it sounds crazy.
No, 0-2.
You're not going to die. No one's going to die, at least from losing. But it's just, I don't know. They just don't seem ready to go. And like you said, this was supposed to be Rossi's thing, right? Everybody's ready to go. Every game's intense. Every game matters. Well, and again, look, I'm probably wrong. I probably should not be freaking out. You're probably correct in what you're saying, that the fact is that, you know, they're just kind of easing into things and it's exhibition. But just everything that I was afraid of has shown up in these two games. Darvish being weird, the bats being asleep. And, you know, we don't have the cold weather excuse for the bats anymore. Like, oh, you know, it's April and it's cold and it's hard to hit. Eh, it's actually July. It's not cold at all. And the bats should be plenty warm and ready to go right now. So it's, I don't know. I know it's 60 games is still 60 games. I do think the better teams will, for the most part, be at or near the top of their divisions. But I don't know if the Cubs are one of them. That's my fear. That's my concern. And if and this kind of feels like their last chance to really do anything within this window.
Yeah, so my ability to reassure you is not what it would otherwise be if we were sitting here at the end of March and these were end of March exhibition games. So I will stop short of that. Here's somebody who kind of agrees with you, and that's a longtime emailer, Rudy, who says, I'm usually pretty rational, but I have to admit, I'm just going to be a meatball for this baseball season. I'm more excited for the White Sox team than in many years. So I think they could win the World Series, maybe, but who the hell knows? They're going to be fun. The Cubs, yeah, I agree, Jay, with your Darvish fear, because if he's bad, you are a screw.
Yes, I don't want to be a screw.
To quote Carlos Zambrano.
I definitely don't want to be a screw. And look, and we have no idea what John Lester's going to be.
Probably bad. He's probably going to be bad. I've already baked that in. Because if you the numbers with his velocity and the hard contact rate off him, the exit velocities he's giving up, the number of bats he's missing, that trend line is bad.
So when you say bad, are you talking like mid four ERA, low four ERA? Or are we talking about, oh my God, this guy can't pitch anymore? Bad.
More so than others, just going on guile and intelligence and experience and you know, sort of like institutional pitching knowledge, he's going to get by. I think he can make work what he has, but he's going to need luck because it's going to be all about BABIP. He's going to need defense. If the defense can improve enough behind him, if the DH will allow them to put out a defense behind Lester that will be aware of the amount of contact, that they might be able to mitigate some of this stuff, but it's going to take a village to mitigate his decline and his deficiency. Just looking at trend lines, he would really need to reverse them, or by discovering something new in pitch lab, learning whether it's, and he's never been a high spin rate guy, so I don't know where he's going to find some of this stuff.
I'm screwed.
Cool.
Well, you asked.
I feel a lot better.
A lot of things have to go right for the Cubs to be good. That's why there are people who I have not seen one national analysis of this year that has had them as like a top three or four team. They're always in at best the next group, and sometimes third tier. Though, so it's not as if this really comes as a surprise that we're used to them being a certain absolute capital C contender, and I haven't seen anyone allege that. Uncertainty and variance and, you know, quality of lineup and talent leads us to believe, yeah, of course, if they just stop giving away outs on the bases and they tighten up their defense. But if they play like they did last year, no, that's not going to be good.
This is not helped. I don't feel better. I actually feel worse, and I am screw now. Great.
No, you're not a screw. You are not yet a screw. So there was a stat last night that I actually had to stat check Len Casper, because I know he's not going to go to air with something that he hasn't looked up or hasn't been vetted by, you know, Scott Lindholm or Chris Komka or one of the wonks out there. But I had no idea that this was a fact. Of all pitchers with a minimum of 1,000 innings pitched, Yu Darvish is the all-time MLB leader in strikeouts per nine innings.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I feel slightly better.
Did you know that?
No, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
I
leave that to smart people.
Yu Darvish has 11.12 K per nine for his career. And if you filter this through Fangraphs with a minimum of 1,000 innings pitched, which would include, obviously, career relievers as well, because you see somebody pop up on here, you scroll down to the bottom, you get Trevor Hoffman, who's 17th at 9.36. But Chris Sale is second, Randy Johnson's third, then it's Steven Strasburg, Max Scherzer, and sixth all-time Kerry Wood.
Wow. I did not know that. I mean, I know he's a swing and miss guy, but it's weird. Like, people don't talk about Darvish in the terms of the other guys you just mentioned. I don't, just sort of anecdotally to me. I don't. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
I love watching him pitch. I do, because like you hear hitters talk about facing him, and I think Trevor Bauer did a thing on his YouTube page about an at bat he had against Darvish, and yeah, he's a pitcher. But just like he's got, what does he have, like 9 or 11 pitches he can go to? I love watching him, but there's just so many of those games. And I think part of it is, and this happened with John Lester too, where the debut was so bad that it took Cubs fans a lot of time to get that out of their heads. That first year for Darvish was really bad. And it's hard for me to forget that. It's hard for me to just sort of move on from that.
It was bad, and there was always a thing. There was always a, yeah, mm-hmm. but he was sick, or it was raining, or it was a different point in his rotation, or he didn't throw in his side day. There was always something there. He had a cough. He had an allergy. There was something wrong with his biorhythms, and there was always something going on, and that got annoying after a while, and all that did was reinforce his reputation as a 75 and sunny guy. But he was really good in the second half of last year, man. Really, yes, lights out good. Really, yeah. Good.
And the other factor too with him coming here is replacing Arrieta, who is kind of the opposite of what the perception is about Darvish, where the guy's just a warrior and he's a badass and he's just going to fight through whatever he has. To come in and replace that guy after everything Arrieta accomplished here in that short time, that was almost an impossible situation anyway. And then to come in and start the way he did, I still think that most Cub fans, when you ask them about Yu Darvish, you'd probably, more of them would meet you with an eye roll than a smile. I really feel that way. I think most Cub fans think negatively when they think of Yu Darvish.
And by the way, we've got somebody who's disagreeing with a fundamental point of what I was saying about how in other sports you can see guys play hard. And I said, you know, hockey is a sport where you can see it. And this guy's, hockey team going through the motions? How can you tell? They all look like they skate hard, always. Not true.
No. Watch an Alex Nylander shift and get back to me.
Just watch the end of a shift. Watch who finishes out their shift responsibly. You can see if the centerman's got to be the first guy in and the first guy back, and it may happen a couple of times, but you get to the end of that 32 seconds, and then you have a guy looking over at the boards like, yeah, maybe I don't have to cover that. There's no way they're going to complete that pass right. Oh, shoot, odd man rush. See it all the time.
Watch Patrick Kane at the end of a shift when a puck gets past him. He'll just put his head down and, like, softly strive for the line change. Look, and Patrick Kane, fine. If you're going to score, you know, 90 points a year or whatever it is, cool. You can take a shift off here and there. But, yes, you can see Patrick Kane not skating as hard as Jonathan Toews. That is something you can see very clearly at any moment during the course of a game.
Oh, in other sports, you can watch a big man not run the floor. You can watch, like Brian Geltzeiler said it with Zion Williamson. When he was watching Zion Williamson simply just not run back on defense because he was too fat and tired. And you see it all the time in football when there's a wide receiver on the backside of a play whose job it is to run his route as hard as he possibly can to draw the attention of a safety. And then he kind of jogs into his route stem and the safety's like, okay, I'm not going to bother with him because he's not supposed to get the ball. You know, these things, it's really hard to see in baseball. Unless a guy is just kind of loping down the first baseline, I mean, those moments stand out because baseball is an individual sport that masquerades as a team sport. Let's talk about one of those team sports next. Daniel Gafford, of all people, dropped a bomb yesterday on Twitch. I don't know if you heard this, but everything I've been saying about what players think of Jim Boylan, you're going to hear it from a bull. You don't have to listen too hard or listen between the words to understand what's going on when you hear what Daniel Gafford said about Jim Boylan. My goodness, that's next on The Score.
Cubs fans, opening day versus the Milwaukee Brewers is just 3 days away.
A swing and a drive to left field and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam.
Don't miss opening day 2020 as Pat and Ron bring you all the action of game one live from Wrigley Field. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:10. First pitch 6:10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This segment is brought to you by Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets now.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
If you want to find some extra money, there's an opportunity that could be staring you right in the face that you didn't think of. Refinance your credit card balances, lower your interest rates, save money, and you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. You can get a fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It could save you thousands in interest, and it could start saving you today. Rates start at 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. It's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Stop paying that high rate. Start saving money. You get a loan anywhere from $5,000 all the way to $100,000. There are absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online. You can get your money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. And people say so. This satisfied customer said, I heard about LightStream on the radio. I filled out the forms in about an hour. The longest part was adding up all my credit card debt and figuring out what the loan amount and loan period should be. But I was approved in less than 24 hours, and I haven't had to think about it since due to the immediate auto pay setup. You too can be that satisfied. And because you're listening, you can apply right now for a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. Don't wait. LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ride, run, or walk in the American Diabetes Association's Chicagoland Tour de Cure on Sunday, August 2nd, virtually. Choose how you want to participate. Create a team, recruit your friends, and help raise funds and awareness for those living with diabetes in Illinois. Register today at diabetes.org/Chicago Tour and join the fight for life. Thank you to our sponsors, Monaco Mechanical, G-Voke, Novo Nordisk, Dexcom, Griffith Foods, Meyer, and Nicor Gas for helping in this fight.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for mixed martial arts action. Fighting for your bet, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of sports bettors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Place your bets now.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
The Home Depot has news that will come as great comfort to your bathroom or bedroom. Right now, you'll find beautiful savings on soft, comfortable bath towels, fresh bed linens, pillows, and cozy comforters. See it all online. Order in minutes. You can even get free delivery right to your door, which is also a pretty nice feeling. Save on select bedding and bath. Get easy online returns. Everything for your home. Everything from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Valid through July 22nd. Limitations apply.
Only Wendy's 2 for $5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
No, I'm going to keep the same stance I always have, Joe. You know, it's not for me to judge somebody. You know, I think he goes out there and does his best. I don't think anybody in the organization or the NBA goes out there and tries to fail. You know, sometimes it's out of your power on, you know, your win-loss record or what happens during the game. So I know for a fact he's tried and he's done his best, you know, and that's all you can ask for sometimes. So as a player, I just go out there. I try to follow follow the lead, go out there and do my job. You know, on decisions and things like that, I leave that up to higher management. That's not my role in the organization. So I think you knew I was going to answer that correctly.
He's even laughing about how he had to say it. Zach LaVine on Jim Boylan and how he feels about him. That is one case where you hear somebody trying to be diplomatic. He's not trying to lose. We know he's still nominally in charge of what we're doing, so we try to listen to him. But boy, after some games this year, and if you kept a camera on him during games, and the rolling of eyes, and the what are we doing, and why is he taking a effing timeout, and then some of these just the dead-eyed stare after games, or as I talk to him, I don't know, maybe he's got to figure it out. We know how Zach LaVine feels about Jim Boylan. That's it's obvious at this point. And if Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley care how Zach LaVine feels about Jim Boylan, Jim Boylan won't be coaching the Bulls. At the moment, Jim Boylan is coaching the Bulls. Well, Daniel Gafford, who was a rookie center last year and had some ups and downs to his season, he certainly can run the floor and attack the rim and block some shots. It looks like there's some raw material there that was certainly impressive. And he spent some time in the G League as well. So this is sort of an end of roster developmental player. And I want you to understand that this is not a vested veteran here. Think about who this is saying this. Just really get a handle on this. Daniel Gafford on Twitch, when a user asked him how he feels about his head coach.
Do you like Jim Boylan? He aight. I don't like him a lot, but he okay. Got some things he can work on. Got some things he can get better at. As a person and as a coach, I'm not going to hate on him. I'm not going to hate the man.
He aight.
He aight.
He aight.
I don't like him a lot, but he okay.
I don't like him a lot, but he's okay. That's a developmental player. That's his current head coach.
Got some things he can work on.
As a coach and as a person. He called him out as a man, not just as a coach.
Yeah.
Play that whole thing again, Ray. Oh.
Do you like Jim Boylan? Yeah. I don't like him a lot, but he okay. Got some things he can work on. Got some things he can get better at. As a person and as a coach, I'm not going to hate on him. I'm not going to hate the man.
As a person and as a coach, I don't like him a lot, but he's okay. Daniel Gafford is telling the coach he has some things to work on as a person.
Got some things he can work on.
Well, then. Come on. I mean, even if that's a star, even if that is, you know, even a bigger star than LaVine, even if that is an absolute, if it's somebody like LeBron James saying it, and that's, you know, he didn't even say that stuff about like David Blatt when James was physically pushing David Blatt out of the huddle, if you remember that. And because LeBron can do that, it's like, we don't need this right now. I got this. It's okay. You understood it. It wasn't the best look in the world, but it sent the message to everybody else. Think how in the bloodstream it is on that bench and in that locker room for Daniel Gafford to be saying it. Think how fully steeped in that shared thought this roster is, that all the players that matter, for him to publicly say that.
I don't like him a lot, but he okay.
Dude. I mean, come on. And let the record show, Jim Boylan, the current Bulls head coach. So either, and maybe it's possible that Daniel Gafford is under the impression that he's soon not going to be the Bulls head coach and he doesn't really have to worry about it being, you know, his coach in charge of his playing time with the primary hand in his development right now. That, and if he hasn't been reassured that somebody, because he's already said that in the exit interviews, all the players have had their say with their new bosses' bosses. So if he's expressed that, it's hard to figure out what we're doing here. And if it still means that the Knicks are going to beat them to the best guy, or beat them to their guy, or even, you know, beat them to somebody that they're interested in here, what are we doing? What are we doing? That, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Gafford. Wow. I guess. But that this has to be something so widely shared and so generally understood that I saw the story. I'm like, wait, what? Who said this?
Do you like Jim Boylan? I don't like him a lot, but he okay. Got some things he can work on. Got some things he can get better at. As a person and as a coach, I'm not gonna hate on him. I'm not gonna hate the man.
Think about if an NFL player, like a special teams guy, publicly said about his coach, I don't like him a lot, but he's okay.
Yeah.
708 texter, do you like Jim Boylan? He has work to do as a person and as a coach. That's the growth plate. Is it the growth plate? Is that the success plate? Because we've got different plates that he's spinning. What's that song, Saber Dance?
That's the growth plate.
That's the growth plate. He's spinning plates. He's keeping them all spinning. He has the success plate. He has the growth plate. And he has some things he has to get better at as a person and as a coach. What is the as a person stuff? Where does Daniel Gafford... I mean, it's one thing if you're objecting to the plays that he's calling or the amount of time that he's, you know, playing time that he's giving you. I would love to know the details on that.
As a person and as a coach.
Okay. See, that's interesting to me because that is said pointedly. He chose to make that difference and to go in there against him on that level. Wow. Okay. And somebody asked, is that Tony Gill asking him the question? No, that's him. He's reading himself the question. He's looking at it in the chat on Twitter. He's seeing it. He is asking the question and answering the question. That's on Twitch. That's all Daniel Gafford there. We haven't heard a lot from him, but whoa, what the dismissive he just think of that NFL player. God, what would happen in those hierarchical systems? How quickly would a guy like that be cut?
Do you like Jim Boylan?
No. It's a good, and then he says he's not gonna hate on him. He has to go out of his way to tell you he could go in harder if he wanted, but he's telling you he's not going to because that would be beneath him.
I'm not going to hate the man.
No, you're not going to hate him. You're just going to say that he has things he can work on as a person and as a coach, but that he'll just leave it there. So what are you not telling us? If this is treating him with kid gloves, if this is going kind of, you know, soft peddling it, I'd love to know what the off the air stuff is.
He can work on.
That's the growth plate.
Okay. Well, has some things he can work on. Okay. He's still the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. And I'm going to joust at this windmill. I'm going to tilt at this windmill until it falls. I know it's not really my nightly foe, but it is. I'm not going to stop because I've got. I think Darnell Mayberry and I. We're both on our steeds in our conquistador helmets, and trying to woo the fair Dulcinea. Because I'm sorry, man. This that's a guy on the end of the bench.
That's things he can work on.
That's a G League player. That's just a dude. That's a guy who hasn't even established himself as a full-time NBA guy yet, who's on the roster, who's saying that publicly about a coach. Oh my God, I'm just so tickled by that. They're absolutely that this locker room is so, and they talk to each other all the time. They're always texting each other. They're always in touch with each other. And so it's like, this is just indicative of how they think. I'm waiting for that one guy in the locker room to say, "How dare you besmirch the fine reputation of our fabulous coach and leader." Nah.
I'm not gonna hate on him. I'm not gonna hate the man.
Yeah, you are. See, that's the thing. You kinda just did.
Got some things he can work on.
Okay. By the way, coach, thanks for everything this year, the whole thing. Here's a list of things you can work on. Signed, Daniel Gafford, second round pick.
As a person and as a coach.
But I'm not going to hate on him. First, a lot of things in there. First of all, he chooses to answer the question. He can completely ignore it. It was his choice. Question comes in. He reads the question. He answers the question. And it's out
like
there.
Jim Boylan.
Then there's the pause. As he thinks about what he's going to say, first he makes the decision to answer the question, then he waits, and then it's just this sort of series of hedges, qualifications, the announcement that he has things to work on as a person and as a coach, and then he insists he's not going to hate on him.
Do you like Jim Boylan? Yeah, I don't like him a lot, but he okay. Got some things he can work on. Things he can get better at. As a person and as a coach, I'm not going to hate on him. I'm not going to hate the man.
That is. Now, inevitably, he's probably going to rewind it, right? He's going to try to reel some of that back in and say, I didn't mean what I said. And I don't know if the team would be on the phone with him today or who's even running some of these things at this point. Or saying, hey, Daniel, That was out there for public consumption. Everybody kind of heard that. And it's possible. It's like, yeah, I know. Nothing I'm saying is wrong. It was a completely honest answer. Usually when these things happen, the team gets to the guy and says, yeah, we're going to need you to walk that back a little bit and unring that bell and say that you were misquoted or say it was taken out of context or that you didn't understand the question. There's all sorts of retroactive obfuscations that are generally part of the playbook in this case that it's very likely we will hear, but it doesn't get much more real than that.
And got some things he can work on.
I didn't like it.
You probably didn't, and I get that. We had Cubs angst to start the show. Jay Zawoski is sort of representing Cubs Meatball Nation, terrified. They're flat! They look flat out there. They don't care. They're not giving it their all. They're not barreling up the ball. They're not ready for the year. And my powers of reassurance are sapped, are mitigated by the 60-game season. Because I kind of have to shrug along with the rest of you. And I don't know, because none of us know what's meaningful or not. We are going to get the thoughts next of Russ Dorsey, who is the Cubs beat reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. We'll see what he thinks matters and doesn't matter in what we've seen so far. He comes up next on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, what has it been like for you in this environment that I'm sure you've never pitched in before?
It's been really good that we've already been able to be at Wrigley Field and play these games, and the competition, the level just amongst teammates. I mean, we've been playing against our own guys, but it's been intense out there, and we're playing to win. At the end of the day, it's still baseball.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Get your peanuts, get your popcorn. Baseball's back. The boys are getting back out on the diamond this week, and we may not be able to join them in the stadium. There's plenty of action to be had from the comfort of your home, and no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate baseball's return, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Taking advantage of this Grand Slam offer is easy. All you have to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team. And then for every home run they hit in that game, you get $5 worth of free bets. Additionally, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new users a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And don't worry, if baseball isn't your game, DraftKings offers great odds and promotions on all sports, from MMA to basketball. DraftKings Sportsbook is U.S.-based, makes it safe, secure, and reliable, and it's easy.